Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is a miracle-working God. Amen and amen. Well, I welcome you to the broadcast today, and we are going to continue on, and we'll have to continue into next week, but we're preaching on a message I've entitled, Thy Kingdom Come. And those words are taken from the prayer that what we call the Our Father, the prayer that Jesus gave His disciples when they asked Him, Lord, teach us how to pray. It began with praise, hallowed be Thy name. And then the request is for praying to the Lord, Thy, Lord, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're to pray this way, and the realization of this will be accomplished in the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. But God's kingdom, the kingdom of God, which as I've been stressing throughout all that I've been sharing this week, it's set up by degrees. We are finite creatures. We live in our lifetime is so short in comparison to the eternal ages of our God. But He has a plan. He had a plan that He started with Abraham. He said, your seed will be as multiplied like the stars of the heaven, and you will possess this land. Well, it took hundreds of years. There was that 400 years stay of the Jews in Egypt, but hundreds of years later, basically, it was fulfilled in the lifetime of Joshua. He took the whole land, it says in Joshua 11:23. He defeated 31 kings, and He entirely destroyed the Canaanites. And then when the conquest was complete, when the land was divided, the task was for each individual tribe to conquer their territory. So this shows us that while the work has been done by Jesus, He has defeated the enemy, yet just as the individual tribes had to subdue their own territory, so we have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And there are precepts that we need to learn. We started looking at the life of David yesterday. He was a type of Christ. And there's a mention I shared in Amos, as in the first chapter of Acts, that there was a restoration of the tabernacle of David. Basically, and this was the historic time of the Jews' existence. It was a glorious golden age, if you will, where the Lord was supreme, He was worshipped, and all their enemies were defeated. He never lost a battle, David. He was a type of Christ. And so we see that first of all, one of the important things I want to share, that to follow the pattern to allow God to move in and through us, was there was a unity that God brought to the children of Israel. We see this manifested in the life of David. It's in chapter 5 of 2 Samuel. It says, Then came all the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron, where he had been, and saying, behold, we are bone, thy bone and thy flesh. Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that leddest us out and broughtest in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a captain over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king in Hebron, and King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. He was 30 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 40 years. There were 7 years, 6 months in Hebron as he ruled over Judah, and then 30 and 3 years over all of Israel and Judah. And God had accomplished this work. And so, even in this case, as I said, the important thing is to understand, never be discouraged, because God has a plan, and he accomplishes according to his will and his timing. David was meant to rule over Israel, but it took years before that occurred. All that time he was running from Saul in the wilderness. I mean, would he ever be? His life was being sought. And so we see in David that there was a unification, and God wants to bring his people together in the Spirit. He wants us to be able to understand that God, by the Spirit of God, is bringing his people together in the Spirit. We're one body, and that means if we're a body, just like the natural example of a body, Jesus is the head, and that body works together in agreement. A healthy body does, that there is health and there's dependence upon every member of the body. Just in your body, your various organs, the cells, all have to work in harmony to be in health, and that is what God wants for the children of God, his body in the earth, his church in the earth. And so, first of all, there's a unity in the Spirit. What is going to bring us together? Denominational doctrines? Nope. It's the Word of God. We need to rise above all the things that have separated Christianity, the body of Christ, for decades, for centuries, and realize that God's will is expressed in his Word. And so, all right. So they anointed him king over Israel. So unity is the first thing. We have to be in agreement that God's plan is for us, aside from our needs being met, which is covered in the remainder of the Lord's Prayer, was to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." So once we get that vision for the body of Christ, what was David's first act? He was a type of Christ, was to take Jerusalem. Now, this was very significant because that's, of course, where he would establish his throne. And, of course, when Jesus returns, that's where he's going to rule and reign from. It is Jerusalem. That's the capital of the world. The world doesn't recognize it yet. There are Christians and Jews, perhaps, that do, understanding the scriptures. But the Lord will rule from Jerusalem. And so there was a problem, though. They just couldn't move into Jerusalem. It was the stronghold of the Jebusites, and they had lived on the border between Benjamin and Judah. There's a lot of significance in this for us. And it was a small tribe, but they'd held on to Jerusalem, this area, for 500 years. Their king was once killed by Joshua, and part of the city was taken, but the citadel, the city of David, if you will, held out for 300 more years until David seized it. Now, this is where we're going to find application for our personal lives. It just sounds like it's a historical event, but we have to understand the spiritual application. The Jebusites weren't hostile. They weren't a threat to Israel's peace, yet they lived there for hundreds of years. They possessed the very heart of the promised land, Jerusalem. And this most important spot, even in the reign of David, was still under enemy control. They were completely confident of their absolute security. Why? Because, I mean, it was a defense city. And isn't that just like the devil, beloved? We have no power over the enemy in ourselves. But when we surrender to our king, just as the people, the Jewish people, were united under King David, when we surrender to our king and in his name, he will move in and take them out, basically. And that's what David entrusted the Lord to do in their behalf, and he did. Now, what is the lesson, possibly, for us in this? Now, the Jebusites, they didn't seem to be that much of a threat, but they just were there in the very heart of the promised land. Well, I suggest to you that it represents The stronghold that was in Jerusalem was a stronghold of Satan's influence and his stronghold in our lives. And what David was doing in the name of the Lord, he was dislodging them. And that's what God wants. He wants to take a complete control over us. Now, we readily, intellectually assent and agree with that, but there's many places in our lives, if we're really honest, that there are areas that we haven't fully surrendered to the Lord. And Jerusalem, if you will, in this analogy, is part of our soul, which may never be exposed to anyone, but it depicts the place where self sits enthroned. That which we protect at all costs. We talk, you know, the scriptures talk about dying. We don't want to die. And we have to examine ourselves with the kindness and gentleness and love of the Lord. Is there any place in our hearts where self still wants to assert itself? And is there anywhere in your life that Satan has a partnership? The Word of God talks about the lust of the flesh. That's sensual gratification in all areas, sexual immorality, gluttony, all drunkenness, all those sorts of things, the lust of the flesh, the sins of the physical body. There's the lust of the eyes. Scripture talks about it's the greedy longings of the mind, ambition, if you will, envy, jealousy. There's the pride of life, and that's the assurance in one owns resources, who you are, your strengths, or perhaps the stability of earthly things. And we find, as an example in the Bible, Job had an abundance of everything. He had authority, he had relationship, he had respect, he was wealthy, and yet God took all of that from him. That's a fascinating study, the book of Job. And he trusted God. And so, This is just a beginning, but it's a very important thing that we have to allow God. In order for God's kingdom to come in us, we have to be willing to follow the strategies God outlined for the life of David. Well, we're going to continue next week, and I pray that you'll be able to be with us at this same time. And as always, if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write or email, share those needs, and I will get back with you. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,